are going to have an encore performance for Live from Studio J from the one and only good friend of mine, great blues player, Joe Stanley.
Push that one twice. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right. What you heard was a couple of tracks from the Amino Acids, and that's from one of their releases, Humanity Will Fall Like Pins. And that's on the... looks like a self-release, so we'll let it go at that. Before that, we heard Wizard.
Will you tell all your friends I'm a disgrace? You talk behind my back, say it to my face. No more, I'll soon be saying goodbye. You can cry me a river, but my tears have run dry. Well, there's no turning back, it's much too late to find another man, someone you can't appreciate no more. I won't be saying goodbye. Well, you can cry me a river, but my tears have run dry.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. All right. So how long have you been playing, Joe?
I've been playing since I was 9 years old, so 25 years, 24 years.
Okay.
Yep.
You're still a youngin'.
Still young. I'm 33 years old, born in 84, baby.
Yeah, I got a daughter that age, so.
Nice.
Anyway, all right, so you have this weekly jam, huh?
I do. It's weekly Thursday jam, so after this, I'll be heading back to Roseville, Michigan to Pub Froggy on 13 Mile and Grossbeck. I host a weekly Thursday jam with my trio, the Joe Stanley Trio, featuring Don Waddy on drums and Adam Brode on bass. We get some really fine players coming up and showing us their stuff. Hopefully, if any of you listening out there play music or like to listen to music, you'll come by one of these times.
Okay, so completely open then.
Completely open, yep. All genres, well, all meaning most. We can support keyboards, acoustic guitars. We have 2 vocal mics, 2 guitar amps, drums and bass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's do another one. What's it called?
This is one that I wrote a while back. I've been playing in bands since I started playing, so I've written a lot of songs in a lot of different styles. A lot of people that might be listening might have seen me play around town in a blues-type scenario or a jam band-type scenario, but this is a little kind of an R&B song I wrote called Reaching Out. I'm looking back, I know that I had to give it all up just to get it back again, yeah. And I have seen what it takes and what it means to be the one who takes your blues away. It's a give and take, every choice I make, and it wouldn't be right without you there. And the things I do, and the way I see, it'll always be. I don't want you to go away, but I can't stand to see you stay. I don't want you to go away, but I can't stand it if you stay. Never wanted you to go away, but I can't handle it if you stay. I don't want you to go away.
Right.
It's an abbreviated version.
The abbreviated version? Really?
There's lots more of the...
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So what were some of your influences when you got started?
I got started because of punk rock music, like NoFX and bands like that, you know, towards the tail end of punk rock. I was growing up in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I briefly got into that stuff when I initially started playing, but luckily my stepfather was really into, you know, what I consider the good stuff as far as mainstream music, like Santana and Stones and Beatles and Stevie Ray Vaughan, Hendrix and Robin Trower and all these guys. And I got to see them when I was like around between 8 and 10. I saw the most amazing bands I could ever imagine seeing. Thanks to him, he got me into the good stuff, and I started taking lessons from a guy named Todd Best, who plays with the Killer Flamingos, amazing player.
Okay.
And he got me into blues a little more, and then once I got, you know, my leg, not just my big toe, into blues, it was stuck there, and I, you know, studied various guys' techniques and stuff, but my style, I wouldn't categorize as traditional blues. I enjoy playing traditional blues a lot, but my songwriting tends to be more diverse.
Okay.
Always geared towards blues, but obviously I write lots of different kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, the blues arguably, you know, kind of started the whole ball rolling.
Right.
In the last century.
Absolutely.
Which led to rock and all the other genres.
Jazz.
Yeah.
Rock, funk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Blues is always where it is for me. If for me, when I hear someone who's playing blues and they're playing it, you know, what I consider what blues is, it just blows my mind. Some of these guys around town that still are alive are just so talented and so soulful that just to meet, I meet these guys every week and hang out with them, you know, it's like the best thing I could ever imagine.
Well, I'm of an opinion that, you know, blues is like the more like slower stuff, the more like, you know,
sure,
not the happy, you know, 12 bar, you know,
right,
thing, you know what I mean? But, excuse me, to each his own.
Yeah, it's very subjective, and it's good that way. I've been told, fight to my face, you don't play blues while I'm winning a blues competition, you know? That changed my whole mind about competitions and music because I was younger,
yeah,
and so on and so forth. But to me, blues is like the feeling you put behind a note, not just like, anyone can do that, but when it's like solo time and you can tell when someone's putting their soul into it and when it's not just something they've set and...
Oh, yeah, like B.B. and Stevie Ray, you know?
Just that one note, like B.B. would just, you know...
Scream it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a master at that.
Okay, what do you got up?
Let's do something new. It's what I've been working on. It's called Always. It's my little ballady number. Won't you be
just a dream. Won't you be the better part of me? I'll make it right, not just for tonight, for always.
Right, nice one.
That's one, it's not really done yet. I wrote that a couple weeks back, and it's almost there. The band's got it all ready. We just got to need a few more lyrics, and we're there.
Okay. Where can people find your music or get a hold of it?
The best place, honestly, is Facebook. You can go search Joe Stanley Music or the Joe Stanley Trio to find where I'm playing. Also, I should mention, I was in a band called Dirty Basement Blues for about 5 years. That kind of just ended recently. But we have our own Pandora station. All my songs I wrote for our first album are on that album. We had a lead singer named Frank Grimaldi, who was an amazing young lead singer. So he's singing on those songs, but some of the songs I'm playing tonight are on that album, and you can find on Pandora. YouTube, you can search Joe Stanley, and there's hundreds of videos and stuff like that.
Isn't it great you can do that now?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
No more stapling up flyers everywhere, even though it's good to have that, but no one does it anymore. So it's,
right,
you save yourself a few trips, and the YouTube thing is amazing.
And
people get famous every day from
YouTube
now.
Sometimes good people, sometimes, let me rephrase that.
I know what you're saying.
You know, some people deserve that, you know, blow up or that attention, and some people don't, you know.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy.
I was speaking with your engineer, your sound engineer, about the guy from Journey, the new singer. He was found on YouTube, just, you know.
Happened to be singing.
In a karaoke video.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. They were like, yep, we're going to hire this guy now.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's amazing. He sounds exactly like Steve Perry.
That's what I've been told. I've never heard him play live or anything like that. So.
It's unreal.
Alrighty. What do we got next?
Next we're going to do a little blues, a little blues shuffle. Called Talk to Your Daughter. Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And we're doing a live performance with Joe Stanley. Yeah.
Hello.
You want to do any shout-outs at all? Or?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my band, the Joe Stanley Trio. Don Waddy, what's up? Adam Broad, what's up? Mm-hmm. I think my buddy Cooley Pope's listening. He's a musician as well. Yeah, my wife and daughter. What's up? You're not listening, but what's up?
Well, they can always listen later, you know, that podcast thing going on online, you know, and check it out.
Just say hi to all the fans listening. I hope hope there's a good turnout listening to this show. It's very awesome you guys are doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been doing it for like 32 years now.
Wow. I've been doing it for just a little bit longer than that with my life.
But we try to really support local music.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
Most of the stations don't do that, you know. Oh, yeah, we support local rock. And it's like, okay, after you sell a million records, sure.
Yeah,
you know?
it's a tough scene. That last band I was mentioning, Dirty Basement Blues, we actually won one of those Rock on the Riverfront open for this band type deal. We opened for 38 Special, which was
kind of cool.
The one thing, you know, that really came out of those radio contest things, but it was very cool.
Yeah.
Thousands of people just... It was awesome.
Good exposure, definitely.
Good exposure. We earned a lot of exposure bucks. Redeemable at your local imaginary guitar store.
Okay. All right. What do you have up next?
I'm going to do a song called The Man. This is kind of like my country song, I'd say. Country-ish. Thank you.
All right. So that's a newer one, huh?
That's what I... Yeah, it's a newer, getting finished one.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I have bands that come in here and they say, well, this is not the polished version or the, you know, the final one and blah, blah, blah. And
right.
Other people, you know, unless they've got it prepared and it's perfect and finished, that, oh, I can't play that.
Yeah, it's with the acoustic guitar, I can only do so much of the stuff I would do in a regular band, but
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of acoustic gigs, solo and duo.
Okay.
So I kind of have most of the stuff figured out for the most part. I'm still trying to figure out this guitar.
That's a nice guitar. I know Taylor's are awesome.
This is it's my beater. It's got a lot of marks on it.
Hmm. So you've had it a while or you haven't had it?
No, I haven't. I've had it for about a year and a half, but I've done probably 200 gigs on it. So it's gotten its fair share of abuse. I play with an acoustic duo called Reeds and Steel with a guy named Michael May who plays harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the two of us. We both sing. He plays harmonica. I play guitar. But a lot of it, I strum pretty hard. So around the sound hole, there's some missing wood a little bit. There's a few tap marks for me tapping on the body with my pick.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work for the duo. So I'm actually, I think it sounds way better now that it's a little abused. I feel it open up.
All right, let's do another one.
All right, we can do a little Chicago blues. This one I just wrote, it's called Coming On Strong.
I said I'm coming on. You can see me walk along. I said I'm coming on, you can see me walk along. Yes, I'm leaving this morning, and I'm coming on strong. I said I'm going on down to your man's front door. Yes, I'm going on. Your man's front door. When you get home that evening, won't be your man no more. I said I'm coming on. You can see me walk along. I said I'm coming on, yeah. You can see me walk along. I'll be coming on strong. Yes, I'm leaving this morning, and I'm coming home strong.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, and we're doing a live performance with Joe Stanley.
Yes.
All right. For the uninitiated, what makes Chicago blues Chicago blues?
It's got that little bit of, it's like a shuffly swing. It's like that, you can hear like that stomping between. That's just, to me it is. I'm sure there's some other guy who'll tell you different, but like Buddy Guy, and that's my Magic Slim tribute. He's got a song that kind of sounds like that, but it's that. It's okay. Like that groove, you can feel it. Obviously, with the band, there's a little more to it, but you can really hear the crack and the snare on that. It's just that, you know,
right.
two and four type thing. It's a lot of style in Chicago blues. Players just, it's my favorite type of blues, I'd say. Chicago blues. So many killer players.
All right. Okay. What do you play when you play electric?
I play Stratocasters.
Okay.
I have two, my main two guitars. They're both named Daphne and Jasmine. Daphne's named after the color Daphne Blue, which it is, and also after Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then Jasmine is like a greenish color guitar named after Jasmine from Aladdin, because I have a three-year-old daughter. That's her favorite stuff is Disney.
But, interesting.
Daphne is a Strat with humbuckers.
Okay.
It's an old 1990 Strat Plus.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were still making them pretty well back then.
They were. And it's a Strat Plus, too, so it's like, it's actually two Strat Pluses that I sold the body from the neck that I have, and I sold the other and put them together, and it just worked.
Interesting.
My main one for a couple years now.
Yeah, I play, but I just noodle. I just, you know, play at home. I'm not good enough to, like, perform live, but I got a guitar that was passed down from my father, and he would perform live, and it's a 59 Mustang.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fender Mustang?
Yes.
Nice.
It is a sweet guitar.
Very
it
cool,
really
man.
Is. They don't make them like that anymore.
No. They can't. I mean, the wood was so good back then. It was already hundreds of years old and stable.
Oh, you could tell just by holding two in your hand.
It's all dried out and nice and light.
59 Mustang on this hand, you know, a new Strat in this hand. It's like, wait a minute, there's nothing there, you know, the new one, that is.
Yeah, I mean, the guitar companies have definitely employed more machine-operated stuff to finish their guitars, but Fender, they still make some decent stuff. Gibson, I wouldn't really say that about them. But a lot of these guys are making high-end boutique guitars now.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that actually just moved to Detroit from Los Angeles called Echo Park Guitars. He was a guy that studied under Leo Fender in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
At Fender, and he moved his whole production from L.A. to Redford, right on the border of Detroit. Bought a big building, bought a big house, and he's doing all his repairs and custom stuff in the city now and looking to get people working for him and, you know, help the city get better. Pretty cool.
You know the address by any chance? Or?
I don't. It's by the old Redford High School, I want to say. I just read the article last night. It was on one of the guitar forums on Facebook. I'm sure if anyone out there is listening, they could look it up and see Echo Park Guitars.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to check that out.
They're great guitars, too.
Oh, I bet. They're probably custom made. Not custom, but, you know, handmade.
Handmade, absolutely.
Yes, that's what I meant. All right, let's do another one.
All right. We're going to do one called Going Off that I wrote a while back, probably 10 years ago. It's been one of my stable songs. Kind of a bluegrassy rock thingy. Thank you.
I'm going off a deep end. I'm going right on down. I'm going off a deep end. I'm going without a sound. I can't stand on high ground. I can't stand to be around. I can't stand on this ground. I can't stand to be held down. You know you're never gonna see me again. Never gonna see me again. I guess that's how it has to end.
The end. All right. You're listening to Live from Studio J. Joe Stanley is performing live for us. Just in case somebody wasn't listening earlier, you want to tell them about your jam?
Absolutely. Tonight and every Thursday, my trio, the Joe Stanley Trio, hosts an open jam at Pub Froggy in Roseville. It is on pretty much the corner of 13 and Grosbeck, from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. The band starts 8 p.m. sharp. We usually play for 45 minutes, get the jammers up by 9, full backline provided, bring your band, bring your friend, bring your grandma, call your hygienists, call whoever. It's a party every week. It's always fun.
Okay, and as you mentioned earlier when we were talking, it's free, right?
It's free.
Free to get in. So no excuses.
Unless you fell and hurt yourself or something.
All right. Let's do another one then.
Let's do another one. I'm going to put this capo on here.
Alrighty.
I'm going to sing a little love song. This one is called Man on My Own. I don't really play this one much. It was written at a different time in my life.
Alright, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Alrighty. So, do you have any other gigs going on at the moment, or?
Yeah. On the 9th of June, the Joe Stanley Trio will be in Saginaw, Michigan at White's Bar.
Okay.
Pretty awesome spot, if any of you have ever been there. It's a tiny little place, but one of the best crowds I've ever played for.
Hmm.
That's okay. From 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then on the 16th, I'll be with my acoustic duo, Reeds and Steel, at North Center Brewery in Northville from 8 to 11. And then on the 17th, the Joe Stanley Trio is playing at the Ralston Street Blues Fest at the Stonehouse Bar in Detroit.
That's my old hood.
Yep, that's where I live.
Really?
It's, I think we go on at 4. It's an all-day thing, I think, from 1 to 7. We go on second to last. Howard Glazer and Billy Davis and Harmonica Shaw go on last, I believe.
Okay. Sounds like a good show, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, why don't we keep it going? Squeeze in two or three more songs, hopefully.
Sure. Here's another new one I've been working on called Two-Faced. Get a drink of this delicious Verner's real quick. Had a little choke on that last song.
Yeah.
All right.
Right, Joe Stanley, live from Studio J, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That wasn't about anybody in particular, was it?
Of course not.
Of course not, okay. We'll let it go, I guess. All right, once again, for people that weren't listening necessarily at the beginning of the show,
sure.
How to get your music.
I would go on Facebook and search Joe Stanley Music or the Joe Stanley Trio. There's some clips, audio and video up there. There's some show dates. If you're looking for video, I would suggest YouTube. Just type in Joe Stanley and you'll find me along with a Australian rugby player named Joe Stanley and a guy named Joe Stanley who was king of honky-tonk sax, actually.
Really?
Saxophone player in the 70s was amazing.
Huh.
There's lots of videos of me playing my guitar and singing. You can go on Pandora and search Dirty Basement Blues. My tunes are up there with my old band. We have a SoundCloud and a Reverb Nation as well. Basically, if you type Joe Stanley Music on the internet anywhere.
Okay. You
know. YouTube is definitely my favorite, though.
Really? Why?
Because people get to see as well as hear, which to me it's not important, but it seems like these days people want to see as much as they want to hear. So There's a lot of cool videos of me going
showing off
stuff like that. I did a little like lick of the day thing for a couple of years, so there's a lot of little lessons up there on my channel.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right, well, it looks like we have time for one more. I want to thank you very much for coming down here, Joe, and playing for us.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you getting in touch.
All right.
You guys are doing good stuff. So this one is called Nail Driver. I am a carpenter as well as a musician. Not really full-time anymore, but I wrote this song on the top of a nail box at lunch one day when I was frustrated with my job.
Okay.
I'm a nail driver, baby, hard-hitting man, born with a hammer in my hand. I'm a nail driver, baby, I'm a hard-hitting man. I was born with a hammer in my hand. I'm a hard-headed kid, raised upon the land. Lord know my lesson from my daddy's hand. But you ain't gonna change me, you're gonna mess with my plan. I'm a nail driver, baby.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Yes, this is WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. We had an encore performance of a local blues man, Joe Stanley. He has the Joe Stanley Trio and is a really excellent blues musician. and he is hosts at his Pub Froggy out in Roseville. I've been out there. I need to get out there again one of these days. At 13 Mile in Grosbeck. A live jam every Thursday night. So y'all are listening to the radio station that's making waves here in the middle of beautiful downtown Dearborn on this rather cool summer day. We were generally looking forward to having hot summer, and we've had some nice hot stretches, and now it's fall is in the air. So, and I look forward to fall. Some of my favorite holidays, you know, are in the fall. Halloween, International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and all kinds of different holidays. So, you know, get out and enjoy the weather, work in your yard, drive safely, and say hello to somebody you don't know just to bring a smile to their face, to know that we're all humans, and it's great. This is WHFR Dearborn. We are the station that is making waves.